Sankirtan Foundation, something there on the website. This Sankirtan mission goes way back. Was instigated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. More than 500 years ago. Then in twentieth century, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. At that time, well, it was about spreading the knowledge about Bhakti Yoga, Krishna consciousness. Far and wide, to every town and village, using mass media in those days, books and journals. As Srila Prabhupada said, all available media. He himself started the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. Mainly for publishing his own books. So what is the Sankirtan Foundation? Complement to Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, you could say. For what we call Sankirtan 2.0. Today, I would say the biggest, most significant probably development and progress in the world has happened in the field of mass media. Which has expanded from paper-based printed matter and limited broadcast. I'll skip the end. Limited broadcast, radio, television. Film to an extremely powerful media allowing us to produce and distribute very high quality audiovisual media. At a very low cost.
today you can make a movie. Using even the camera and your mobile phone. The quality superior to Hollywood movies of the past. And distributed, reaching billions of people. At hardly any cost at all. The media landscape has changed dramatically. And keeps on doing so. And to even to keep up with this development, and most importantly, how to best use contemporary media to reach the audience. It's a challenge in itself. Thus the Sankirtan Foundation. Today, media has developed into, or is developing into, to call multimedia. There's still television, but Even the word is becoming outdated. You video platforms are constantly appearing. YouTube, only one of them. And we are just seeing the beginning. I believe. Completely new forms of media, like social media, have appeared. And are still in its infancy. The world of games is bigger than the film and movie industry. And more and most importantly, majority, vast majority of people on this planet can receive this media. On screens they have in their homes and even in their pockets. And they are a which could hardly be imagined in the past, interactive. If used well, you can thus learn much quicker. And we have access to a vast library of knowledge. The challenge that, well, new progress brings about new challenges. And just as when desktop publishing came in the late 80s, allowing just about everyone to create a magazine or a book. Has become of crucial importance is not the technical quality of productions, but the content, storytelling abilities, how to get heard through all the media noise. And we can see how those skills are now being learned and taught. How to produce nice media, telling what you want to tell in ways that your audience
can and want to take part in. Anyway, so far.